Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Matters of the heart. There's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, Shelby, tell us about your sorrows this morning.
What, like, in general? There are many.
I'd like to hear about the ones that have to do with Roy. That's what we're here to focus on. But hey, go nuts, man. What you got? Lay it on us.
Oh my God. There's so much. Y'all, I have so many woes. I don't even know where to start.
Oh no.
Like, I hate that.
What's happening?
Yeah, for real. Anything we can do to help?
Thank you. It's just, you know, when it rains, it pours. And that's like my whole life. It's nothing unusual. It's just hard. Adulting is hard. I wish someone would have warned me when I was in high school. I don't know. Life would be less of a... I don't know. I feel like I'm sorry. I know y'all, you have a time limit, right?
Yeah.
Actually, yes.
I'm glad that is becoming common knowledge. Anyway, now that you...
let's steer this thing back to old boy Roy.
Okay, Roy. So he was one of the things that was going right? Like, I mean, recently that was a good thing.
Okay, and for how long are we talking about, like before all this, how long did y'all have together?
I mean, a few weeks, I guess. A few dates over a few weeks.
Okay, but nothing like long term or anything.
No. I mean, we talked for a few weeks even before that, but nothing crazy. And I don't know. I think it just feels like it's been longer. If that makes sense. Like,
it does. It does.
Yeah.
Right. And what got him spooked here? Do you know, or do you have any idea?
I really don't know. I mean, we were chatting and we met up a few times and it's been really great. It's been hopeful, right? And then the last time we were together was out at Chris Young at Rodeo.
Nice.
And it was a great night. And I mean, it was kind of chaotic getting out there and everything, but it was a weeknight, so it was just total...
Yeah, no, we absolutely know. It's like a race against the clock every time.
With that traffic, right? So, we had a super fun night. And after all that, nothing. It's like you've been avoiding me lately.
All right. So you mean like he's what, dodging your calls, avoiding texts, all the usuals, or?
Yeah, I mean, kind of. It's not so much that he's completely written me off. He hasn't ghosted me, but he might as well have. We've talked, but just not often. And... I don't know. It's like he's different. It's like he's lost. I mean, honestly, it's like he's lost all interest, right? Like he doesn't want to do anything. And I don't know. Maybe I'm making a big deal out of nothing, but it feels like something.
Well, what's your hope here? Like, once we get him on the phone and everything, like.
Yeah, another date. Just want to know.
I mean, I've listened to your show, right? So I'm hoping that he just tells me that I'm being ridiculous, I guess. I don't. Maybe something along those lines. I wish it was easier than this, but it kind of, I don't know. You know when someone doesn't like having hard conversations and like, I mean, I got to do what I got to do, right?
Right, yeah. Got to call Frito and Katie and find out along with the rest of the city when it comes to
your love life. Not just anyone's, your own, but yeah, maybe this will help.
All right, look, we're going to call Roy and we're going to see what we can find out. That's coming up next with Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Okay, so Shelby and Roy. Shelby's got a lot going on. She's got a lot of problems.
So many woes.
So many woes. I am hoping that we can knock one of them out for right now. Because she had said that Roy was one of the only things going well in her life.
I know. She's a win.
But she doesn't know what's going on. Let's let's turn the ship around. Let's at least get that back on track. I think we've got him lined up. Hey, is this Roy?
Yeah.
Hey, Roy. We're Frito and Katie from Y100. We are calling you today to offer you this date night package that we have on our show. So you'd pick essentially everything you want to do, and then we pay for it all, okay? Not bad, right? And to get it, you just have to agree to use the thing with the woman who entered you for it in the first place.
Okay. So do I have to guess, or what is this?
Do you have a guess?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this has to be Shelby, right?
Nailed it.
Hey.
Absolutely correct.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, date?
Like, what? Is that where we're going with this?
Well, is she on?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
we.
Oh, that's...
She's been on the line.
It's kind of weird.
Maybe.
Okay.
Well, maybe.
It helps us get to the bottom of this whole thing faster. Like, okay, so is there a reason we're sensing, like, some hesitation about the date?
Let's just say there were some tense moments the last time we went out.
Ooh.
Right.
Tense like what? Like how?
Okay. Hold on. I think I know what he's talking about.
Do you?
I mean, yeah. I hope you remember. Jesus. I don't know how you couldn't. I thought I was going to have to bail you out of jail at the end of the night. It seems hard to forget.
Really? Okay. Well, what are we talking about? Like, was she acting up, or you thought she might get in trouble or got, like, crazy wasted? What are we looking at?
I wish. No, legitimately, she almost got arrested for trying to fight a cop.
Wait, what? When?
Where? She have...
Out at Frost. The guy wouldn't let her turn into some lot she wanted to get into, and she just flipped and lost it.
Okay, look, it could have gone better.
Yes.
It got handled. We were fine.
I don't know about all that. You were completely disrespectful to him. You called him an that was overcompensating for something. All because he pointed out you didn't have the right parking pass. He was seriously about to arrest you. Do you realize that?
Look, I'm pretty sure they can't arrest you for calling them.
No, I'm pretty sure they can arrest you for, like, anything. But, okay, I mean, they may not convict you, but they can absolutely arrest you and ruin your night.
Right.
Because you definitely ruined his, I'll tell you that.
Wow.
And he deserved all of that and more. So did you hear how he was speaking to me? I guarantee you that he talks like that to people all the time. And, like, if anything, I felt like I held back. He was so disrespectful. Like, I just called him out on his. I didn't fly off the handle unprovoked. This happened. It was completely different from what you're saying.
It's really not, though. You know, you don't just get to berate police officers or anyone really for just, you know, doing their jobs. Like, sorry, he's going to slightly inconvenience you.
Right.
I don't care if you didn't like his tone or not. You deal with it. You take the directions and you move on. And you were holding up traffic the whole time.
First of all, I don't remember reading anything in a cop's job description about being a d- and if that's how he to behave, that's what he gets. And at the end of the day, no one was hurt and it all got resolved.
Yeah, this time. But look, I'm not trying to get hauled off the county just because you feel disrespected as a woman by any dude that tells you no.
You obviously don't get it, right? Like, a girl's got to stand up for herself. I think every lady will that, like, it's completely understandable. I want to be spoken to in a reasonable manner. And if he can't be civil, he probably shouldn't be a civil servant. Like, this is not him. This is on the cop.
It's on him.
No, you escalated this situation in virtually every way. I don't know where you being a woman even comes into play here, but whatever helps you sleep at night. I can't be seen in public with you anymore.
Well,
I mean, yeah, thanks.
Guys,
no thanks.
I'm sorry we didn't see eye to eye on this one, but thank you for being on the show today.
You're welcome, I guess.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.